It's late.
Hooray. Well, we're finally here, though.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I couldn't wait for this show. Well, considering that we generally don't have live listeners, it really doesn't matter, but...
Probably not all that much. However, to any people who are listening live, hopefully there are a few of you, because you said you would be listening.
You actually asked people to listen to the show?
Well, actually, they volunteered. I mentioned that I was going to be on it, and they volunteered. So, if you people in Ellingson are listening, hi. We're on the air. Finally.
Then again, you know, you kind of told them you'd be on at 9, and it's 9:30.
Yeah, be quiet.
Anyways, I have a good podcast audience at Claremont High School. That excites me, actually. So we actually have Rob Crandall here. Once again, he's actually going to be my permanent co-host, and I'm excited about that.
As am I.
I mean, it's going to be good to, you know, just not be alone anymore. And he brought himself the Ocarina of Time.
That's right.
Oh, man. Would you like to play something, or do you want to warm up? Then again, we had time to warm up earlier, I guess.
That's true. I don't feel like playing anything right at this moment. Maybe in a bit. Maybe when we get to our next break.
Sweet. He's actually got the first song online.
First up, I'm going to play two songs from one of probably the best game series you've never heard of. It's called The Toho Project, a series of games made by an alcoholic Japanese man. It does programming, artwork, and music. These games are notable for their insane difficulty, their excellent scores, and the fact that they feature one of the, if not the only, all-female cast in video gaming not devoted entirely to fan service.
Mm-hmm. So, but what's the plot about?
In this one, the first song we're going to be playing is the Stage 2 theme from Perfect Cherry Blossom. It's called The Fantastic Legend of Tono. The plot of this game is that you're trying to get Spring back, as it turns out, from the Princess of the Netherworld who has stolen it.
All right. So, Fantastic Legend of Tono.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Thank you.
That's Fujiwara no Moku.
You might want to repeat that because we just started recording on the podcast. Okay. It happens.
I'll repeat that for anyone who's listening to this on the podcast then. That second song was also from the Toho Project, from the eighth game in the series, Imperishable Night. It's the theme of Fujiwara no Moku, the extra stage boss. It's called Reach for the Moon, Immortal Smoke.
It is good to be back.
It is. Oh, so I've got this ocarina. I'm going to figure out I'm going to play something on it.
I'm really stoked for this.
Just going to go for something that anyone who's played a Zelda game, or rather one of the N64 Zelda games, is going to recognize, just the Song of Time. Here goes. Let's hope I don't really screw this up or hurt myself. This thing makes my lips hurt when I play it. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.
Which one was that? Oh, wait.
Song of Time.
Yeah, Song of Time. Can you play it backwards? Can you play double-noted?
I don't remember how the double-noted version ends, or the backward version ends, so I'm not going to try it, particularly since I can't remember how to play just a scale.
I remember the backwards version. It just ended by repeating but going slower and slower.
Mm.
Anyways, so we are actually doing fanfic. Right.
Once again, we're back to our old friend King Bran. For those of you who might happen to have been listening before before winter break.
Yeah, this was a while ago.
Right.
Do you remember? What? Wait, was there a coherent storyline?
Vaguely, someone was arbitrarily chosen to succeed King Lear as king of all Britain, and the witches were somehow involved in it, and there is someone who is called Falcon or Flacken, depending on how the writer is feeling like spelling it.
And I think for the sake of endearment, we'll refer to him as Flacken.
All right, that makes sense. Makes Woo! Good sense. All right, I've brought it up on this handy-dandy Babbage machine Babbage. Telephone device.
Babbages.
Yep. Okay, we have here Act 1, Scene 4. It's entitled Caladbolg Hard Lighting.
Seriously?
I wonder if that's supposed to be like a stage direction.
It's probably a sexy pun, you know.
I don't know. It says right here, Caladbolg, hard lighting, or Caladbolg. Boy, I'm going to start sounding like the author like this at any rate. Anyway, a sword.
Act 1, Scene 4,
Stonehenge. It's the witches. They are weaving thread, apparently.
Into this dark world,
men are born like every other natural thing. Man lives on taking fair or foul weather, and like all natural things, death takes he due, and away to a place that none have returned.
To land beyond the stars as an angel, to Tartarus,
or the land of dreams. I think I was witch too, so I'll go with that. Measuring the thread, lo, here comes our impish son.
Does your witch have an Adam's apple?
I'm not sure. Enter Falcon, to give report as we sit in this temple of standing stones.
A thing we already know.
Mine has several Adam's apples.
Ho ho, what fun it was. Hail, Verthandi mothers darning the lots of men, cabbages, and kings.
I'm not gonna kiss you. I don't care what it says.
It says he kisses each of them.
Alright.
Dearest beautiful scald ladies, I serve you three equally. Dutifully, I have set the son of Lear as divine High King. Adding more length to the sting. Though High King Bran is having a bad time to maintain his position, he needs a sword. Done. Bows. I will find one for him that suits a High King's mettle. Oh, that was a bad pun.
Oh.
That was some punishment right there. Please. Oh. Yes, I went there. I went there.
For the record, I punched him.
Please excuse my leaving, Erd Mothers. I must fly. Transforms into a hawk and flies off.
Okay, I'm gonna do the maddest witch three I can do. What is this I see? A greater king with bronze sword?
What? Dallas to come, sister.
They're on a white cliff, the mist that rises during a horrible war. The mist parted to reveal a great host, a titanic ghostly army of the long-dead brave. At his head, the High King, greater than Bran, with a godly sword, slaying unto the enemy, slaying unto the evil army across in Gaul, that if the crooked cross is set, he with one blow will send them back again.
Semantic chaos. So it is to be spoken.
So it must be true.
That's the end of that scene, at least.
Do we want to go to some music, or do we want to do another
let's
scene?
Let's do one more, and then we'll go back to the music. Okay.
Sweet gravy.
I should hope not. Sweet gravy would be nasty.
Gravy is savory.
I was going to say we ought to have some savory gravy instead of some sweet gravy. Okay, okay, this one's a bit longer, but we can do this, no problem. It's again, Caledbalg, Sword of Celts. Sword 2. Act 1, Scene 5, on the Isle of Man.
You know the king of the Isle of Man is actually a guy from Delaware?
That's very amusing.
Oh, wait. It's the coolest thing ever.
Okay, so we've got new characters here. It looks like they're all probably women.
Lady types.
So it would appear. Okay, let's just alternate, I guess. I'll be Rhiannon and Manawydan.
And I guess I'll be
Argent.
Argent and Manawydan.
Oh, Manawydan? I was going to be Manawydan.
Oh, duh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Although Falcon's also in this, so you can be Manawydan.
All right, I'll be Manawydan.
Okay.
Is it like a terrible attempt at being Welsh?
I guess so.
Welsh names tend to have a lot of Y's in them.
Yep. So regardless, Rhiannon speaks first.
All right.
How fair is it, dear sister? You keep your tryst well tended. The elm and silver pine, birch, oak, white, poplar and aspen, ivy, white thorn, you for strong bow, rowan and mountain ash, vine full of sweet grapes to partake.
Cousin Mermaid, you did not come here to admire the hoary culture of the land of apples, which by the many trees set here in the dream you receive this name. How am I going to do this voice? Oh, God, I can do that. Any ideas of a voice here? I'm
really can't give you any help on this one. I'm having enough trouble thinking of voices for myself. Just do a funny accent.
All right, yeah, I'm going to go try the Eric Idle solution. To keep you company, dear, lady of all the waters from whom all the locks and rivers do obey.
Aside. Ha, my husband. Oh, wait, Manawydan is a guy. So
I'm still going to do the Eric Idle thing.
Oh, my. Ha. My husband, that Manawydan, having many children, seeks her to his bed, forgetting me like the wasterial waters tossed out the window. The waste to fall on the lady, while the good gentleman steppest in the street away from this drenching. Enter Falcon in the disguise of a hawk. How honorable is that for a man, my foul, lyred husband.
That's not a word. I'm calling him on that.
Your poetry bores me, Lord Manawydan. Is of no interest to me. Come, bird. Perch here.
Holds out arm, Falcon lands on her fist.
Just as a trained hawk should. Manawydan, take that as an example, for like the wolf and the bird of prey made for life, I will not be your secondary wife.
I shiver as she pets me, for I fear this lady will be the death of me. Hey, stop touching me. That this argent elf will do with we as she pleases, then do away with me, setting me in stone, a tree, or a tomb of ice.
Catch that. Did he just use we to refer to himself?
Yes.
Aww.
Clearly he thinks he's royalty.
Since you are here, friend, you should be welcomed. While I called Argent the elf, that after I wooed Alexander the Great, teaching him the arts of war, under the guise of Sibyl the Lake Fairy, will teach my new pet the use of a lure.
Nay, mermaid sprite, you are quite mistaken. I am no pet of yours. Flies up and grabs the lure and flies off distant with it. For I shall take your kite and lure a new prey here to the Isle of Man. Looks like you lost another toy. Stay away from my lord husband.
I have no desire for him. Look here. The hawk. Oh, you're scrolling.
Yes,
look here. The hawk tied the kite line round the mast head of the passing ship. My great grandfather Neptune, that hawk is bringing in that ship like a salmon or a fishing line.
Lands transforms back into human. I suggest you welcome your guests. It would be quite rude if you did not. Before you all speak the words impossible, nothing is really real when the mind is put at it. So with equal parts fire, water, earth, and air, I could make the fifth element so to transmute lead into gold, or able one to live eternally.
Who is you, scion of dung?
I am the child of destiny. Simple Falcon, as it is plain to see, I make fortune turn her wheel.
Dude, listen. The neighboring room is doing barrel rolls.
I hear some strange sounds coming from in there. They are doing barrel rolls.
They're doing barrel rolls!
Use the boost to get through!
I kind of want to go in there and say, I guess I should be thankful.
Anyway, back to our glorious story. Watch now, Matawaiden. Here comes the High King. Oh, here come the High King and his retinue fished by me out of the sea. Oh, that's me. Here it says Rhiannon, not Rhiannon. That's right. Why bring these living souls here? They have no right. Only the dead can come here.
You forget yourself, Rhiannon. This is my island and my luck, and I will see these living souls, for this impish boy amuses me. Then treat me, mischievous falcon. Who are these faces? I do not know yet. I suspect the worried man with the new beard growing and the silver around his brow is the newly made king. The one closely following him, sprightly, like a winged insect, must be his wife.
Yea, the man is king. I disagree. Please forgive. She is not his wife. Her brother Alan is close behind, keeping them apart like a Mazden wall. For that woman is a nun currently.
Who is
Ilo again. I don't remember what voice we did for any of these people. I think I was Kent. But just do an Ilo voice.
Alright, Ilo.
I think he's Irish. In case that
comes. Oh god, I could ruin that.
You could. Go for it.
Surprises, Druid. What are you doing here?
Kent aside, I suspect he has something to sow with the capture of our ship. I did, Kent, for I know that tyrant Mathelwitch has the spear of Longinus, and if Bran is to face him, he needs a weapon of divine temperament rather than an actor's painted cloak and a wooden sword. He needs a helmet, a shield, and a sword. Then you erred, fairy lad, for there are no weapons here, only the bliss that rivals the Elysian fields.
There's one weapon here.
Keep going.
Oh, still aside to thought, then I'm, yes. What are you planning with that grin? I shall not hand over Tyr's blade to anyone, for what retarded lobbying smears of people is no way to run a government.
Nay, good lady, fair all I suggest is a loan, provided Bran passes your test. The sword shall be returned, you have my word.
If you say, Falcon. Step forward, King. No harm will come to thee. You stand on trial, put to the test. Was that Bran?
You did like this manly can of stammering.
Manly can of worms!
Yes.
Why was my ship untruly plucked to this land of shadow? Now I am told I am tired? What have I done wrong, though I can give an account of my sins, for I am a man.
I'm trying to do anger man.
Okay, go. Your line still. It's Argent.
Sins indeed. See, the blocking always stops. Yeah. See, your living what can be yours. As I cast this spell, do something for me. Set these two lovers together, for it will amuse me.
Anon, Lady Argent.
Oh, you misspelled Anon.
Anon, Lady Anon? Argent. Clearly, that's what it's how it's spelled. Come, Terdal Shoei, the tree fairy. Make you the lover of Alan and he of you, so that king and dragonfly can wed.
What?
Enter spirits to torment them. Wait a minute, weren't they brother and sister?
Oh! I'm gonna hide my face in my scarf with that in it. Oh!
Yeah.
Then again, they all had Adam's apple, so... They could be brother and brother.
Okay, Nissian, I don't remember who he was. So, hold that one. By the gods, I see the honors of an emperor, triumphant marches, statues all dedicated. Ilo.
Mounds of pork, oh, that's not the accent, is it?
Kind of an
mountains of pork, fresh venison, the finest ale.
That druid and Albany's head on a platter served by Bran's sister Bronwyn in lack of dress. No, wait, Bronwyn was his sister, I think.
Yeah, and apparently she's not wearing clothes.
Well, she theoretically wouldn't be. They're being tormented by the spirits and seeing things, I guess.
Is it me or you?
Bronwyn? That was me. The quiet countryside, the sound of the harp sleeping in the noonday sun.
My face in the glass of... I'm Albany again. My face in the glass as if I was when I were young.
Dragonfly. I forget what voice I did for Dragonfly.
I know, but you have to sound... It says you gotta sound lustful.
My nuptial bed tied to the four-post fast, like to be drawn and quartered as kind Bran comes to me with a thorn branch in hand to teach me discipline he can. Oh, good lord.
Oh, God, Dragonfly is a masochist.
Alan, I think that was me.
A beautiful lady of supreme quality, for seeing her I lament asserts unto God and taking them. She loves me so, and I her.
King Bran.
Arrogance, excess, jealousy, indolence, narcissism, covetousness... Covetousness, is that a word?
Yep, that's a word.
Wow. And pang of guilt plague us so. I must resist the 8 mortal sins, 9. For Christ did when exhorted in the same... in the desert constantly without water, food, and drink for 40 days.
Who's Manna Wyden again?
Wait. Christ in the desert for 40 days?
Yep.
I'm not
fasting.
Oh.
Not sinning. Okay, I forget. Who was Manna Wyden?
I believe I was Manna Wyden, but then he didn't appear for a while.
Okay, then go for it.
On hearing of this Lord Christ, I am now Bran's brother this night. He will never lack for aid.
Good. The first test is over. King, you may have the sword when you give me a new name. For hence I can no longer be Sibel, as the Macedonian before called me a name, nor can I be Argent. Argent.
I do not understand, Miss Nymph. But I will give thee a name that suits this unlikely place. Vivian, you will be called. 10.
Vivian.
Oh.
It says Vivian.
Vivian. Vivienne.
Vivian. Just try Vivian.
Okay, Vivian. But it's got a silent... I should probably not be speaking English. It doesn't seem like it's my first language.
Just keep going with it.
I could be dyslexic. Viv for ocean and the water you dwell... Yan for Diana and the various flora and fauna on this island of dreams, where the souls of heroes are sent to dwell.
Okay, so I'll just do the same old voice. And as Vivian, I hand you the Sword of Power.
Hands him a sword that gives off an unnatural hue.
It's blue.
In due time, you will be recollected. For if it is not returned... to me, any mortal wound you may receive, you will suffer with unable to die or live.
Then, Vivian and Falcon, the sword will be returned. Why, for you, I'll stand there. Ireland waits ahead of us. We must seek out the tyrant and free this land from war. Then, in the lasting peace, I make a new order, so that we do not forget this act of making a king, lest it is in the privy of men to do. We shall all gather in a hall and speak of glories and honors and doing good therein. Above that hall, I will construct a wooden fortress named after the pagan name I had, Camallus. Then I shall have an heir, if thee will have me, Grail Maiden. Dear sister of the saints, will you have me?
You have done well, Falcon. They speak of victories, castles, and kings. Teacher Falcon, I know strategy when I see it, so pray tell, sorcerer, what ticks in your brain now?
Nothing that concerns you, my Lady Vivian of the Lake, not just yet, for your godson... Witch Lemonrock, whom the Welsh call Launcelot, has not been born yet. He will the son of Ban of Benwick. He will be the nephew of Ivor and the Bull and Bors of Gonis, grandson of Lancelo, and an heiry prince of Meil and Mong An's brood will be adopted by you. He and others will the Grail spirit away.
Oh, you make me laugh so. Please do return and amuse me some more.
Extent.
Extent.
Oh, wow, this is terrible. I think it's time for some music.
Oh, God bless it. All right, so, I never really came to a conclusion on what I wanted to play, but I think I'm going to go with, Gatuacoon, because it's got a weirdly spelled name, much like these Welsh characters.
All right, so what's that from?
It's from the game Star Wars Republic Commando, and in Star Wars Republic Commando, you played as, an elite stormtrooper, and it took place in the course of time between episodes 2 and 3. And in fact, you got to see the character General Grievous before episode 3 actually came into theater, so that was, one major reason why you'd want to play this. But the game was actually good in itself, and every enemy took about one full clip to kill, but I enjoyed it. And so I hope you'll enjoy this music, which is from one of the more tense areas of the game.
Thank you.
So we apologize to our listeners.
Hey, podcast viewers. So we totally forgot to press record, and then we had some witty banter. And
it wasn't that witty, though. You didn't miss all that much.
True. It was just me complaining about Maple Story, because that last song you heard was the forest theme from Maple Story, and we're going to go on to chapter 6 of our dredge.
Yep. All right, here we go.
I'm gonna fall over.
Caldvulch, Sword of Welsh. Act 1, Scene 6. Shield. A field in Ireland. Bronwyn. Who is Bronwyn?
I know someone named Bronwyn, but it was spelled differently.
But who was speaking for Bronwyn?
I think you were Bronwyn.
Oh, right. Right! Yeah. Here at the set of tents in the sceptred isle of Badb and Moriagan, foul Mathulch seeks parley. Blessed are the peacemakers, it is said. Cheesemakers? Something stinks in here other than that. If you say one word here, incubus, and I will strike you. Your sorceries interfere with the proper running of a state. Suffer not a witch to live. Yea, I will not move unless the other power I sense is worth my interest, for this land is still full of snakes, and me a good falcon should deal with them right out, or let some squirrel come to sow woe. Enter Methelwulch, Eliaros, and Retinue.
Do you want me to play them, or,
Yeah. I think we've, decided we're gonna finish this scene, and then... Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll do one more before we just drop this, because this is just getting ridiculous. More ridiculous than it started out.
Alright, I think I'm gonna try a lousy, I just had a hole cut in my throat accent for this guy.
What should I do, that lord with antlers in your hair? I have lungins, might do I not, for if anyone understands the secret, may rule the whole of the world.
I can do, Eliaras. True, my lord, it has been written as such, from the liver of a fresh ewe. I have seen that if your spear meets his sword, both of you will be stuck dead. You will be tossed to become Pluto's fool. By a mirror, I say that this is that if he fights, I will be stripped of limbs and slink about stuck in the guise of what lay Cleopatra low. For the sight of me will cause a black blade to be drawn in a parley with a greater man, and will not be lain dead. But not mortally wounded, he promises to return at the crack of doom for one last fight. I will wind on till I am stuck dead. In self-love I do not want to be cursed so. What, another druid? Is he a friend of yours, Falcon? You two planned this meet so that peace is wrought. I trust your kind not. I do not know this man, for Eliaros lives only in Mathelwulch's ear. I make no distinction to serve Bran or not. I care not where the squirrel strips the wood and eat the corn of the all-powerful world tree under which Mother Fortune sits.
That was that, with the getting stuck dead part, that was like the best part of the whole
getting
thing.
Getting stuck dead.
You're stuck dead. There was one other line
He's
in there.
He's going to stick you all kinds of dead.
And you are Pluto. You saw the spirit, didn't you?
No. But I've seen the trailers.
Was that in the... Really?
Yep, that was in the trailer.
I'm gonna kill you all kinds of dead.
Yep.
What else was in that line there?
Scroll up a little bit more. It was the part about, you will be tossed to become Pluto's fool.
Ah, that's so awesome.
Okay, it's Methel, which is...
Oh, is that the king? I have a longer beard than he... ow, that hurt.
That's not in the script, by the way. That's Manawydan now. I think that's you.
What was my Manawydan?
I have no memory at this point. By the way, why is there a man in a Zamboni driving around outside in Bunrock Crossroads?
Yeah, we've got a guy in a Zamboni going around Bunrock Commons. He waved him. You know, he didn't wave. He did the little head nod.
If by some peculiar chance you're listening to us, guy on the Zamboni, hi. We're kind of curious.
Oh yeah, because he totally listens to Kaisto when he works. Or...
Why, of course he does, because whenever you don't listen to Kaisto, God kills a puppy. It says so.
No, it's not God, it's Clear Channel. And they kidnap...
Oh, that's right, they kidnap a puppy.
Clear Channel kidnaps one of our puppies. They've kidnapped three already, can you believe it?
I can't believe there have been three times when people have not listened to Kaisto.
Oh, that is so
the
hard
to believe. The tragedy of our age. No, where were we? Oh, yeah, Mana Widen here.
You know, I'm just going to do my Ethan voice for that. Okay. Hold your tongue, or I'll have to cut it through your stomach for Joe, Bode, and Degda, and all above here. I have said on Liegfall, whatever.
King Brand, it's you.
King Brand.
Angry man.
Hold, brother Mellowiden. There are a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city.
It says man who controls his tempter.
Tempter!
Oh, boy, that's much more interesting.
Zamboni Man! Oh my god, it's Zamboni Man! There he goes.
Driving by again.
We love you, Zamboni Man! You think he'll let me touch a Zamboni?
Probably not.
Oh. A man who controls his tempter than one who takes a city. We came to talk, not to start a fight. Come, friends, let us sit and do such for the equitable wooing of Venus, albeit I have my... Wait. Equitable.
Let's keep going.
I have my own queen to love me and advise me. Woe to any country that is ruled by child or woman.
Say that again, and I will make a haggis out of you.
What?
Hag's dish, out of the innards of sheep, suet, and meats boiled and brewed.
I know, it's
very
just
delicious
that
indeed for the ladies from hell. End quote.
Oh my god, Zamboni Man is totally speeding now.
He's probably trying to get away from us.
Kicking Brent, show the sword and speak the words.
You are not to interfere!
Peace! Oh no, Branwen.
Peace, Albany! Take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life. Peace, Kent. Peace, Brother Manawiden. Hold your anger not, for that is what Christ taught.
Dearest husband, Lord, my advice you seek. Show them the sword and say the words that Changeling taught you to speak. For peace with a man despised is better than the enemies that we do not know thereof.
Behold, behold, Metherwitch, the sword!
He draws his sword. It gives off an unnatural hue.
Look onto it well, Elru Babna Fodla. Behold the sword of power, begotten of all words, all gods, made when man was young, when field and flower were one with man and man with them. Made when the rainbow had more than 7 colors. Wait, what?
Just keep going. Mm.
I quake in fear of it, for I'm almost blinded by the shrine of lightning by Eid of Steel. Blah, blah, blah.
Hold fast, Lord, for get you Longinus in your hand.
My Lord, yield to it.
What? Why should I?
Play along, petty tyrant, for you are under my sway.
I'm under your sway?
Apparently you are.
All right. I do not like the situation. Elras the Druid is no fool. He is a blight of venom and vigor.
Who's Nissian? I think that was you.
You would know, blue painted pink. If I was chose king instead of he, yet I must be content as a cast wall under the privy purse. For my place there I put gold into debt. To pay his due, Pudari took away his wife. If I yield to the sword of power, what will be mine?
420 white horses, quick of speed, and a gold plate as big as your head. 2 ermine cloaks and a chalice of gold, silver, emerald, and jade.
These women give away too much. If we are not careful, they might give away the whole of the kingdom.
Is this an insult? Do you want a war with my bleeding spear? It's not enough for me.
Oh, they're doing war with their bleeding spear.
My
now.
Bleeding spear!
Okay, King Bran.
So then, Matherwitch. This land of air, from here to there, in the hand of Branwen, my sister, for thy blood, for by blood, and steel peace is best maintained, for I will not raise my hand against my brother-in-law, and justice will strike me dead, and anyone who would kill their own family with some horrible curse. May this be so to anyone who breaks this bond forged here. Extend! Wait.
See, you could hear a pen drop.
Intense. That is intense.
Yes, it's like camping. It's intense.
Bah! I should.
Oh man,
I need to punish you for that.
I was gonna say we need to get instant rim shot. Ba-dum! Okay.
Two drums and a drum fall off a cliff. Ba-dum, boom.
Two drums and a cymbal fall off a cliff. Ba-dum!
Yeah, I just wanted to ruin the joke though.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, we still got 13 minutes left. Do you want to play some long songs and then be like, eh?
Well, let's play a couple songs at least. You pick a couple, and I'll throw in the you pick two, and I'll throw in one more.
All right, you know what? I'll pick the first one, and if you see one you like in my iTunes library, then we'll go for it.
Gotcha.
All right. So the next song is going to be, hope it's long enough.
Believe me, I can provide some long songs.
Yeah, but I don't want, you know, a minute-long song because I have a few of those. Okay, we're going to do Riding the Marshes from Rayman 2, The Great Escape. A classic, in my opinion, one of the best games made on the N64, if not the best. Certainly better than Super Mario 64 by all accounts. Better music, lush environments, and some fun characters. Yeah, I know, I just totally won up Super Mario 64. I feel kind of bad. I feel like I've sold my soul to Ubisoft. All right. Well, that was a good choice.
It's just, okay, yeah. All right, well,
You might want to say what the song was.
Oh, yeah, the song, right. That song was Checker Knights from Kirby Air Ride for the GameCube.
It sounded incredibly Russian or Jewish or something.
Yeah, I have to say, it's almost a pity that time that we weren't televised, seeing as how if we were, you people would have all gotten to see me doing a rough approximation of the Russian dance.
Oh, God, it was awesome. You missed out. And, like, the Zamboni man started clapping, and it rained fire.
Yeah, and then the dinosaurs sprung out of the earth, and you should have seen it.
And then, like, a volcano splurted menstrual blood into the sky, which turned into Avril Lavigne's face, which read the Patch Adams screenplay.
Okay. Okay, it wasn't quite like that.
Okay, I'm now quoting Patton Oswalt for anyone else who is as enthusiastic about his comedy as I am.
Oh, okay. Well, I think regardless, we're probably about,
We're at the end of the rope here.
Yep. So, yeah, we're running out of things to say anyway.
The blink key wants to go back to the front desk.
Doesn't now. Okay. Well, in that case, I think we'll leave you with, hold on, let me get the... Come back here, music window. Love you. I think we're going to leave you with probably then... Darn it. One more song.
Your frustration amuses me.
Oh, quiet you. One more song, this one from the Toho Project again. Like the second one that I played, this is from Imperishable Night. This one is the Sage 6 theme. Certainly my favorite song from the series, and quite possibly one of my favorite songs of all time, I must say.
What'd I do?
Go back to your desktop.
Oh, wait, I'm just going to hit this back button up here. Oh,
okay, yep. It's entitled Voyage 1969. So we'll leave you with that, and then we'll be talking to you next week. Once we find the music, it's not in your library yet, so drag it into the window.
All right, if it works, all right, let's do this. I haven't done it in this fashion in a while. I know it does. I'll see you next week, listeners.
Yep, live listeners, you might experience a slight drop in your listening quality while we try to figure out how to make this work. Podcast people, you won't notice anything. So,
all right.
Here we go then.